Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris, at Jimmy Morris MCM on Twitter, UCMiracles.com, at Titans MCM. Today is Wednesday, March the 1st. Spring is here. Almost NCAA basketball tournament time, which is one of the most fun times of the year. Baseball opening day, all that good stuff. We have the combine going on. Interviews started yesterday, at least like coaches and GMs talking to the media started yesterday, and the workout stuff will start on, you know, Thursday and Friday through the weekend. Obviously, Ryan Carthon spoke yesterday. I mean, a bunch of times, Vrabel spoke, Tim Kelly spoke. You know, we'll get into a little bit of that. But the thing that I really want to talk about this morning was the whole Golden State Warriors style of football. You know, this is the second time that Ryan Carthon has brought that up, that, you know, that's fun in the regular season, but you can't do that in the playoffs and win. The problem with that statement is it's just patently false, right? I mean, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and I don't know what you would consider their style of play, but it's definitely not smash mouth. It's definitely more, you know, Golden State Warriors football, whatever that means. I mean, we know what it means, like throwing the ball around the yard, spreading it out, all that kind of stuff. You know, like I said, the concern is that he's now said it twice. We know how this team has been made up since Mike Vrabel has been here. We know how they want to play. And they have had success with that, but not the ultimate success. And they haven't really been, with the exception of last year when Tannehill threw the season away, they haven't really been a legit Super Bowl contender in any of these years. Now, I will say that if you don't have the quarterback, then maybe it does make sense to not try to play Golden State Warriors football, because you don't want to be throwing it 50 times a game if you don't trust the guy that's throwing it. But I think what we've seen more than anything lately is that you got to have the quarterback, and then you got to go play that style of football. And so, you know, as long as the Titans don't have that quarterback, then maybe it is smart for them to run smash mouth and that kind of stuff, and you lean on Derrick Henry and all those things. And maybe that's how they have to be constructed when you're – I'm not going to say – necessarily trying to hide your quarterback, but it's not a Patrick Mahomes type scenario where you want that guy up there doing things. Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen. I mean, the guys that you know that you saw that made deep playoff runs. So I think that I was hoping that, you know, when you get a new guy in here, a guy that comes from an organization in the 49ers that did a lot of analytics stuff, that maybe you would have a shift in that way. And maybe they will. Again, maybe if they get the quarterback, you know, they change things. But I just – it concerns me that it feels like that, you know, you're kind of going down that same road. Tim Kelly talked yesterday and said that he didn't think the Titans were too predictable last year. Everybody kind of got up in arms about that. What I'll say about that is, I mean, what do you want him to say? I don't think it benefits him any to throw Todd Downing completely under the bus. You know, I mean, Todd Downing got fired, so that performance kind of speaks for itself. I don't think that didn't really raise any level of concern for me. Him saying that, because again, I just don't think he's going to be like, yeah, last year the offense was terribly designed. Todd Downing's an idiot. I don't know why they didn't fire him. You know, after the DUI, there's a perfect chance to let me call play. I mean, he's not going to say that stuff, right? I mean, that's not how these things work. And so it didn't really make me any more concerned about Tim Kelly being the offensive coordinator, the comments that he made yesterday. I have my concerns. But I do know that when Tim Kelly was with the Texans, they threw the ball a lot. They threw the ball on early downs. They threw the ball. I mean, you know, he ran a – his offense with the Texans was really good. And, you know, he got a lot out of Davis Mills. You think about what he had Deshaun Watson when Deshaun Watson was playing well. You know, so that makes any coordinator's job easier, right, when the quarterback's really good. But, I mean, he got a lot out of Davis Mills that next year when Deshaun Watson was, you know, doing whatever Deshaun Watson was doing. So, I wanted them to give Tim Kelly the job, you know, this before last year. When he, you know, he wasn't retained by the Texans, they brought him on staff. I was excited about that. Again, it's just the stink of being associated with this offense last year that has me concerned. And then you wonder how much of it's a directive from Vrabel, right? I mean, how much of it is Vrabel wanting to play that style of football, and that's whoever the coordinator is going to be, that's going to be how it is. Now, we saw with Arthur Smith at least a well-designed offense, play action, all that kind of stuff. That fits into, you know, how Vrabel wants to play. I mean, Derrick Henry was still getting a bunch of carries, and they were able to move the ball. Now, they also had A.J. Brown. You know, you had better receivers. You had A.J. Brown, Corey Davis at that point. So they're going to need to get better at the skill positions. They're going to need to get better on the offensive line. I mean, we know all of that. And again, you know, when we talk about last year's offense, I don't think Todd Downing is a good offensive coordinator. I don't think he's a good play caller. I don't think he has a good feel for the game. But I do think he was severely hampered in what he could actually call based on the offensive line that he had, all the injuries, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I do think that was a part of why it was so bad. But certainly Todd Downing is not good. And, you know, the fact that he got another job with the Jets already is kind of mind-blowing that somebody gave him another job. But anyway, that's all. So that's really it for today. Those comments, the comments from Tim Kelly, like I said, didn't bother me as much as what Rand Carthon said. But I mean, we'll see. You know, we'll see how he drafts. We'll see what they do in free agency. That's gonna tell us more than the things that he says, right? I mean, winning the press conference, not winning the press conference, whatever. Like that stuff matters to the extent that March matters. With that kind of, or, you know, February, March matters with that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, we'll see how he builds this roster. We'll see the type of team he constructs. And that will tell us what his philosophy is. That'll tell us what the Vrabel, Carthon, you know, melded philosophy. I mean, that's where we'll learn what this team's really going to be, is when we see the transactions that are made really from now until, you know, the end of the draft, because free agency starts in a couple weeks here, then you got the draft and all that stuff. So that'll be, again, the better indicator of what he's going to be. All right, like I said, that'll do it for today. We will have plenty of combine coverage for you over the next few days, so be sure and check it out at MuseumMiracles.com. Again, I'm on Twitter at JMorrisMCM, at TitansMCM. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you again later.